The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
We've lots of pressing COVID-related issues to discuss now with Priscilla Lynch, clinical editor at The Medical Independent. Earlier in the week, we spoke to the ASTI about the potential for strike action in secondary schools if their concerns relating to safety in the classrooms are not addressed. The government was given until today to come back to them. More hand sanitizers have been recalled from schools and more nursing homes are now dealing with serious outbreaks of the virus. Before we get into all that, Priscilla, we're 1 week into level five. What does this week's COVID-19 data tell us?
Well, the data is there's still high numbers of cases being reported, but they are lower than last week. So there is some good news there. I mean, we had a situation where we were reporting over 1,200 cases, in single days there last week. And yesterday we had come down to 866 cases. Now, they're kind of wary about declaring a trend, but it does seem in the last few days that we have seen the number of cases go down. We had 675 there on Wednesday and 720 on Tuesday. So this is a total of just 2,261 compared to 3,500 cases over the same period last week. The positivity rate as well among tests that have been conducted has also reduced. It was nearly 10% there over a week ago and now it's down to 5.3%. So this is all positive news and it's indicative that the restrictions that have been put in place through level 5 for over a week and prior to that level 3 are having an impact on the country. So that's good and obviously they want to keep figures coming down as well. Obviously the numbers in hospitals have crept up significantly since August. At the moment we have 327 in hospital, but those numbers, while they have been creeping up, they've been kind of stable somewhat. Though we have 42 people in ICU who have confirmed COVID-19 and they are worried a bit about a lag impact there. As you mentioned there about nursing home cases have been on the rise and particularly nursing homes that have been impacted. So those patients, older patients are more likely to be hospitalised.
And we will talk to, we'll talk to Tadhg Daly in a moment about the situation in our nursing homes. But let's focus our attention a little bit on what's happening in our schools. As I mentioned, ASTI leaders examining strike action over virus safety and equal pay. They were due to meet today. Has anything emerged from that meeting? Do we know, Priscilla?
No, we just know that obviously there's still a tense situation there and they're looking at strike action over the virus safety and equal pay issues there. There has been a number of meetings so far and we hope that further progress can be made and discussions are ongoing between the department and representatives there as well. But I think it's very interesting the timing there actually, not just the ASTI but also there's some other key groups that are looking at potentially balloting for industrial action. Public health doctors have indicated that they're very frustrated that their long-running industrial relations issues haven't been resolved. They had been promised consultant status by the Department of Health and by the government for many months now. There's serious recruitment issues there as well. That's still ongoing. They're not happy with how talks have gone with the department. And also medical scientists are also looking for pay parity. And they've also indicated that they are in favour of being balloted as well for actions potentially up to strike action. And this is all at a time when these are key figures in our battle against COVID-19, public health doctors and medical scientists. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. It's a tense time.
And also just in relation to, you know, hand sanitizers and other products like wipes, detergents, hand soaps, we've heard that the Department of Education wrote to schools yesterday recalling more than 50 sanitizing products. Another teaching union, the INTO, representing primary school teachers have expressed concerns over what they call the disconnect between the Departments of Agriculture and Education over the recall of these products. I mean, how can they have confidence in what they're being given if they're constantly being recalled, and what's causing this?
Yeah, there's a lot of anger over kind of the communication failures that are at play in the last week over the recall of the various sanitation products. And as you pointed out there, over 50 sanitising products at this stage now, hand sanitisers, wipes, detergents have all been recalled. Now, they've emphasising that they're not at serious risk, but that they should be removed from use and that other products should be put in place. But this is all very stressful for schools, which have already had an awful lot of stress trying to get students back and getting their defences up and going in relation to hand sanitiser and social distancing as well. So I know that parents had been worried that schools mightn't actually reopen next week, but there doesn't seem to be any indication of that, thankfully. And I do know that some schools have already contacted parents, just asking them to bring in their own supplies of hand sanitizer to students in that regard. But there have been increased calls by teachers in the last number of weeks, both primary and secondary level, for better communication between the Department of Education, the Department of Health, the HSE and schools, and obviously to prioritise, again, the speed of testing for teachers and pupils in those schools that are impacted impacted by cases of COVID. So again, they're calling, I suppose, for better collaboration between all parties and better support as well there for the school sector. And the HSE, for their part, have pointed out that they are doing their best and they have dedicated testing teams there to support schools. But again, it just shows that trying to keep the schools open, it's going quite well so far, and we know that indications are that the cases that are being diagnosed in schools are generally isolated cases. They're coming from home, they're coming from the community, and there seems to be little risk of onward transmission. But obviously all that, a lot of work is taking place and needs to take place for schools to remain open and for parents and teachers to
and,
be happy.
And in fairness, everyone is on the same page. Parents want the schools to remain open. The government certainly wants the schools to remain open. And teachers also want the schools to remain open, but they just want to be confident that they're doing it in a safe environment. Priscilla Lynch, Clinical Editor of the Medical Independent, thank you very much for that. I want to bring in Ty Daly now, Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, to discuss some startling figures. We've heard that 5 more nursing homes now are receiving intensive support, Ty, from the state as they battle serious coronavirus outbreaks. It seems we still haven't got a handle on the running of nursing homes, and this must be very concerning for you and your members.
Yeah, good afternoon, Frank. Well, I suppose at the outset, I think it's important to say that of the 576 across the country, that the vast, vast majority of nursing homes, public, private and voluntary, and the staff therein are doing a heroic job in terms of keeping COVID out. Clearly, the increased rise in community transmission is having a direct impact on nursing homes. And as you said, we understand that there are 4 nursing homes nationally at this point in time that are receiving extensive support from the HSE. But the information we have and the HSE confirms same is that all of those are stabilised. So I think that's very positive. And clearly the challenge for us all now is to get community transmission back down, and that will have a direct correlation with the impact it has on our nursing homes.
And are you happy now with the HSE's response when there's even a... because they have put in this traffic light system. You might walk us through that, because, you know, the 5 nursing homes that I spoke about there, they're in this red zone, whereas there's another 35 or so in an amber zone. You might walk us through that.
Yeah, well, I suppose in effect, you know, the challenges haven't gone away. The virus is no less virulent, and the threat of the virus is very, very high again for people in nursing homes who are the ageing demographic and multi-comorbidities. So yes, I mean, to be fair to the HSE, PPE is no longer an issue. There's serial testing ongoing. The challenge now for all of us right across the health service, public, private and voluntary, and indeed acute hospitals, is staffing. So what's happening at the moment is that through the serial testing, cases are being detected, which is positive, but that means that staff then have to self-isolate, and it means that staff can no longer do what they do best, which is care for older people. So staffing is the single biggest challenge now. Of the 4 that are, I suppose, in the red category, as is outlined, the issue, as I understand it, is staffing in almost exclusively in those areas. So that's why it's important that we have rapid response and the community response teams and the community support teams by the HSE working closely with Nursing Homes Ireland is working well. But we need to be very vigilant, and we need to maintain, I suppose, on high alert given the challenges that COVID-19 continues to present.
And I know this is uncharted territories for us all, Tig, but going into the winter months must be a particularly concerning situation for you and your members. And just on that, the staffing issues, if staff have to self-isolate for whatever reason, are you confident that there's a decent plan in place to replace those staff, or is that the big issue that needs to be addressed by the government?
Yeah, it is really. I mean, look, all of our members and indeed the public nursing homes would have very good contingency plans, but clearly if you have large numbers of staff who are out on any given day, and it's not just the day obviously because people have to isolate for 14 days, that has a huge, huge impact. So, working closely with the community health organisations in the HSC, to be fair, you know, when they have staff available, they are making them available. But that's going to be the single biggest challenge for all of us as we navigate our way through the winter. And that's why, you know, the community at large have a huge role to play here in terms of suppressing the virus, because we saw in the summertime in July and August when clusters were closing every day, and that's because the transmission in the community was being suppressed. So we need to get back to that good position again and hopefully have maybe visits indeed at Christmas time for nursing home residents, which is, you know, has been a hugely, hugely challenging time for residents.
Absolutely, yeah. I can only imagine. Tig Daly from Nursing Homes Ireland, I wish you and your members the very best going forward into the winter months.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.